This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 1 for Daf Pei Aleph from Maseches Tzvos. We're on Pei Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom at the beginning of the Gemara. Iboy Lehu, ask the following Shaila. Shomeris Yavam Shemesa, Mi Kovra, you have a Shomeris Yavam, a woman whose husband passed away. She's waiting for Yibam or Chalitza, and then she passes away before there's Yibam or Chalitza at all. Who's now obligated to bury her? Normally, if a woman passes away, the husband has the responsibility to bury her. If you look at the last 3 words of Rashi on the page, Kivurasa Tachas Ksuvasa, that's something we learned earlier, that a husband's responsibility to bury his wife, that financial responsibility is because he's going to be Yoresh her entire Ksuva. So the Gemara now wonders whether the Shomeris Yavam will pass away. The 2 possibilities are the Yavam himself, maybe he has to pay for the Kvura, or maybe her family, her father's house. So says the Gemara, Boilu Shomeris Yavam Shemesa Mikovra Yorshehab. Do we say that the Yorshe HaBaal, which is the Yavam, has to bury her because he's Yorish the Ksuva? You know, he's getting the 100 or 200, the basic Ksuva, or the Tosefes, he's going to inherit. So maybe, therefore, since he's getting the Ksuva, he's responsible for her burial. Oh, Dilma, Yorshe HaAv Kavrila, maybe her family, her father's family, buries her. Because they're going to be Yorish the Nechse Maluk. You see, a regular husband, maybe he has to pay for the burial because he's Yorish the entire Ksuva. He gets everything. He gets the regular Ksuva, the Nechse Tzom Barzel, the Nechse Maluk, but when it comes to Shomeris Yavam, since part of the Ksuva is not being inherited by the Yavam, so maybe he should not have to pay for the burial. Maybe her entire family is going to get the Nechse Malug. So Amar Av Amram, Tashma, Desanya, we learn in the Braisa, that proves that in fact it's the Yavam who's going to receive, who's obligated to bury her. Shomeris Yavam, Shemesa, top of Pei Aleph and Aleph, Yorsheha, Yorshe Ksuvasa, Chayavin Bikvurasa. Her Yorshim, and which one specifically, the ones who are Yorish her Ksuva are going to be chayv in har kvura. The ksuva that we refer to here is the basic ksuva and the tosefes, and therefore they are responsible. Which is this case, is the Yavam is responsible for her burial. Amar Abai Afam and Tanina. We have a Mishnah at Tzadihei later on that seems to support this idea that the Yavam, the Yorshe HaBaal, pays for her kvura. How do I know? Because the Mishnah says like this: Almana Nizonis Minichse Yisomim. We're not speaking about Shomer's Yavam here. Nonetheless, we're going to learn something about the Yavam's payment of kvura from this Mishnah. You have an Almana who has children. Obviously, she's not a Shomer's Yavam. Tosus makes that point, because otherwise she wouldn't have children if there's potential Yibam. So we know that the Yisomim, who inherit the father's estate, they support the Almana, they support, could be their mother, could be the widow, they support from the estate. Umaisi Adeshalahen, and her earnings go to them, because they're paying for her support, so any earnings go to them. Ve'ein chayavim nikvurasa, but these Yisomim do not have to use the estate money to pay for a kvura. That's not the responsibility. Whose responsibility is it? So says the Mishnah, Yorsheha, Yorshe Ksuvasa Chayavin Mikvurasa. Her Yorshim, i.e., which Yorshim, the ones that are Yorish or Ksuva, have to pay for her Kvura. So now it's very strange. It sounds like this language, Yorsheha, which are the Yorshe, have to explain which Yorshim we're talking about. So the Mishnah therefore asks, Vezri Almana Sheshel Shen Yorshim. What Almana has 2 Yorshim? Heve Omer Zor Shomeres Yavam. That obviously is a reference to Shomeres Yavam. Who else has 2 Yorshim? Typically, there's only 1 group of Yorshim. Where do we have 2 sets of Yorshim? A Shomeris Yavam, where the one end is the Yavam. On the other hand, it's her family. And what does it say here? You know which Yorshim have to pay for a Kvura? The Yorshe Ksuva, so whoever inherits the Ksuva. And that would be the case where there are multiple Yorshim, or multiple, we should say, different sets of Yorshim, rather. It's the Yavam who's going to have to pay the Kvura, because he's the one who's Yoresh Har Ksuva. So Amar Rav, says Rava like this: Velema achani yoresh ishto ein ani kover. He says, hold on 1 second. Why can't the Yavam say, I'm not paying for burial? Achani yoresh. I yarshin from the brother. Look at Rashi. Achani yoresh. The 4 lines down. Ksuva zushani yoresh. Ain kan min dunya savia klum. I'm not getting into the dunya. There's no nichse tzon barzel here. I'm getting the basic suva, the 100, 200, and the tosefes. Right? Elamasayim mitosefes shekasav la'achi, that my brother wrote for her, the deceased brother. Ve'enani yoreshosa. Elohi, I'm not being Yorish from her. If I'm Yorish from her, then I understand why maybe, okay, because I'm Yorish for Ksuva, so therefore I have to pay for her Kvura, but I'm not being Yorish from her. This money is not hers. This money is his. The money is, I'm getting it straight from my brother. So therefore, why should I have to pay for her Kvura? Says Rava, isn't that a good argument that, that the brother, that the living brother could make? So Amalei Abaye. Now I'll explain to you why that's not a good argument. Why indeed the Yavam, the Yorshei Abal, is the one who has to pay for the Kavura. Mishum debayin alav mishnei tzadim, because we can come from two, attack from two sides. Meaning, imachiv yoresh yikboris ishto. So if you're going to tell me, hold on one second, you're being yoresh from your brother, well, then your brother normally has to bury his wife, right? Wouldn't he have been obligated to bury this woman if she died while he was alive? So if that's the case, you would have to do the same. Look at Rashi. Yikpor asisto kamosha hayahu kovra imesa b'chayav yafilu lo echnisa loklam. Even if nothing is born into the marriage, nonetheless, he would have to bury her. So guess what? You want to say you erase your brother, you're in his place, so then you have to pay for a burial anyway. Imeino kover asisto. And if you want to tell me, oh no, I'm not responsible for kavura at all, well then, yitain ksuvasa. So then, guess what? Then you should have to pay the ksuva. If you're going to argue that you're not, I'm not obligated to pay for anything. I'm not going to pay a burial. Oh, you're not paying for a burial? Meaning the whole reason you pay for the burial is because of Yorish Iksuva. You're telling me what? That no, you're not being Yorish any Iksuva from her at all. It's straight from the brother. So then pay her a ksuva. It's mamanavshach. If you're going to be yorish her ksuva, so then you have to pay the burial. And if you're going to tell me that what, that not, so you're not burying her, so then then pay the ksuva. Look at Rashi. Tink suvasa shakvura ba tachtel. Because the ksuva is in place of the ksuva. You're not burying her, so pay out this, so then pay the ksuva. So amale. So Rava says, Rava was the one who challenged Abaye to begin with and said, I'm not sure the Yavam really should be the one who has to bury her, based on Rava's argument. Can he say, I'm the brother, I'm being yorish from my brother, I'm not burying his wife? So Rava explains to Abai what he meant. Amar le hachi ka amina. Ach ani yorish es ishto ein ani kover. I'm being yorish my brother, I'm not burying his wife. V'imishum ksuv. And we shall say, if that's the case, then I should pay out the ksuva. That should be right. If you're telling me I'm not being yorish the ksuva, and therefore I don't have to bury her. Meaning, if I don't have to bury her, I shouldn't get the ksuva. I should pay out the ksuva. I shouldn't have to do that. Lo nitna ksuva ligvos mechayim. The ksuva was not, the ksuva is not supposed to be collected during the lifetime of the husband. And if you look at Rashi, Ligvos Mechayim calls man Shabal Chai. Vani b'makom balo meitraisi mitzapa lekonsa. So I was anticipating marrying her and taking the place of my brother. So if that's the case, it's not paid. The ksuv is not paid Mechayim, and I'm in place of what? When my husband's alive, he doesn't pay the ksuva. And since I was in the place of my brother, I was in place of that original husband. So then I shouldn't have to pay out the ksuva either. So therefore, even though I'm making a taina, I shouldn't have to bury her, I shouldn't have to pay out the ksuva, that's for sure. So says the Gemara, Abaye responds to Rava by saying the following, Man sham islei de islei midrash ksuva. Who is the one who literally darshins out of the ksuva, looks at the language in the ksuva and learns something out of it and takes it very literally? Beishamai. And we'll see what it means that Beishamai takes the ksuva very literally. So take a look at Rashi. Man shamislei de islei midrash ksuva shedoresh lashona ksuva shekasiv. Well, what does it say in the ksuva? It says, likshetinas ila acher. When you, my wife, marry someone else, it's what's written in the ksuva, titli ma shekasiv lichi. You will take what's given to you, meaning what's written for you, which is the ksuva, when you marry someone else. Adamina daikis. So what do we infer from that language? And Beishamai is the one who infers very literally from the ksuva. The lo nitna ksuva ligmos mechayim. Dehaena yicholun nasei la'acher. It's Beishamai who darshins the ksuvas very, very carefully, and obviously learns that the ksuva cannot be collected mechayim, only when what? Because she can't marry someone else when the husband husband's alive, so therefore she obviously can't get collect the ksuva when the husband's alive. It's only after what? After you lichshetina, see, when you can marry someone else, then you collect the ksuva. While the husband's still alive, she can't marry someone else, so she can't collect the ksuva. The same thing, that's the argument that we made over here, and since the brother is taking the place of the deceased, the living brother is taking the place of the deceased brother, so that argument is why I was anticipating getting married. The no money should be paid out. So the Gemara says, and if you'll tell me, you'll say, shouldn't the brother have to pay the ksuva? He shouldn't have to pay the ksuva because it's not gavui mechayim. So what Abai is saying is like this. Who's the one who learns that literally out of the ksuva? It's Beis Shammai. But Beis Shammai holds something else. Which now can come to challenge Rava. V'shaminon luhu lebeis Shammai da'ami shtar ha'omed ligavos ki gavui domi. But Beis Shammai is also of the position of the opinion that a shtar that's waiting to be collected is as if it's already collected. And since the woman has the ksuva, she holds the ksuva. So although you'll tell me she hasn't collected it yet, yeah, but the property that she's supposed to get from the ksuva is as if it's already in her possession. It's as if it was already hers. So the husband dies. So if she dies, who's inheriting the property? It's almost like the yavam is getting the property from her. Aha. So the whole argument we were saying was that, what was this guy trying to say? Rava was saying, shouldn't the living brother be able to say, no, I'm getting the ksuva from the 100, 200 of my brother, and therefore I don't have to call after, I'm not burying his wife. No, says Abai, according to Beis Shammai, who takes the ksuva literally, he's also of the opinion who holds the shtar that's waiting to be collected is as if it's already collected. So therefore, it's as if the woman had the ksuva already, and therefore the yavam is being yoresh, not from his brother, but from the wife, it's him, herself, and therefore he should be obligated to bury her. So the Gemara says, and how do I know this? Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we'll see. So Disnan from the following Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in Sota. So the Mishnah says, Mesu Baalein ad Shalosha. So we have a case where a woman was, the regular case of Sota, warned not to be secluded with another man, and she did, but now the husband died. So the halacha is, Beis Shammai Omrim, no telos ksuva blo shosos. They collect the ksuva from the husband's estate, the husband passed away, and they don't drink. The halacha is if the husband's not around, so there's no drinking of the meisota. Beis Hillel omrim o shosos o lo notlos ksuva. They either they drink or they don't collect the ksuva. Says the Gemara, o shosos, why do they have a choice to drink? The husband's not around. Obviously they can't drink, so certainly that's not an option. Elamito, rather what Beis Hillel meant was not a choice. Elamito shelo shosos, because they can't drink lo notlos ksuva. Don't collect the ksuva. So what do you see from here? What's the basis of this machlokes of Bishan Beis Hillel? So the Gemara explains, Beis Shammai yomim notlos ksuva velo shosos. Why do they get collect the ksuva? V'amai sveikahu. Meaning, we don't know if they're supposed to get a ksuva. Sofek zinoi, sofek lo zinoi. It's a sofek, maybe she committed adultery, maybe she did not. And if she committed adultery, so then she's not entitled to the ksuva. So the kaasi suffek umosim devadai. Now you're going to tell me that a case of suffek is going to come and remove what the vadai? What's the vadai? The vadai is that the yorishim of the husband are supposed to get get the estate or whatever it is that goes to them. And maybe this should be a case of amosim echavel avarai. Look at Rashi. Velo shosos, a little bit about 13 or so lines before it gets wide. Debarin baby yorshes ishto. Suffek zanoi v'hifsidok suvasa. So mide vaday mide yorshe habal. The yorshe habal shehein vadayin biyerusha. So it can't be that they're going to that suffek is going to be most mide vaday. So that is the argument that Beis Shammai that the Gemara asks. So the Gemara answers, how do we explain that? Obviously, kosav Beis Shammai, shtar ha'omei ligavos kigavu dami. That it must be Shammai hold, that if you have a shtar, that's if there's a debt, and it's sitting in a document, and it's waiting to be collected. It's as if it's already collected. And therefore, this woman, who we're not sure if she committed adultery or not, it's as if she's holding that property that was pledged to pay back the ksuva. And therefore, that suffix allows her to keep hold on to that property. And therefore, Shammai says that in the case of Sota, and the same thing would be the case over here. And that's why the Yavam, we would say, is really being Yoresh the ksuva from her. If he's being Yoresh the ksuva from her, so therefore he should be responsible for her burial.